New York Department of Transportation was awarded a $10 million Tiger Grant for Lower Hudson Regional Transportation Link, the Hudson Links, to help develop bus rapid transit on the new Tappan Zee Bridge. This means additional transportation options for residents in the Lower Hudson Valley. Federal investment will improve access to reliable, safe, and affordable east-west transportation for Westchester and Rockland residents. New Yorkers send their hard-earned tax dollars to Washington every day, and this important return on that investment will provide better transportation options so Hudson Valley commuters can enjoy faster and safer trips and more time to focus on the things that matter. I pushed the Obama administration very hard, strongly supported New York's application, so I'm very pleased that funds are being delivered to help local commuters. And as the ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee, I'm going to continue working with federal, state, and local officials to ensure our region's transportation needs are met.
Now, obviously, the new Tappan Zee Bridge, the new New York Bridge, is a massive project. Why did you have to work so hard to get this particular grant through?
Well, because there are a lot of people competing with the transportation dollars. So when you're competing with people all over the country, you have to work very hard. This is why we have to pass a highway bill that the Republicans in Congress are holding up so we can put appropriate funds on the line and get even more money for these projects.
Congresswoman, if I could get you on the search for a new Speaker of the House, what do you make of where the Republicans are right now in picking perhaps Paul Ryan?
Well, I've known Paul Ryan very well. We work closely together. He is a good choice, and I hope it will lead to bipartisan cooperation. This is about the people in our districts, the people of the United States of America, and in order to move forward on really critical issues, in addition to transportation, we need to have Democrats and Republicans working together.
And if I could also get your reaction to the Democratic primary, some recent developments there with Vice President Joe Biden saying he's not going to join the race and Hillary Clinton going before that Benghazi committee.
Number one, Joe Biden is a very fine man. He's been an outstanding public servant. I've known him very well during his career. And he certainly made this decision because he thought it was best for his family.